What is astonishing about Kanye's declaration, alongside the countless statements from Black individuals regarding the disparities within this nation, is the apparent apathy exhibited by those not within the Black community. Members of other racial groups appear unfazed, their silence revealing an unsettling reality. True allies for Black people are almost non-existent. When other marginalized demographics endeavor to secure their place in societal transformation, they often ally with the Black community under the pretense of mutual struggles. We rally, advocate, and dedicate our time and resources to their initiatives, only to observe these so-called allies achieve their desired outcomes and abandon us. This repetitive cycle is a stark betrayal. From identity theft to slavery, Jim Crow legislation, redlining, and mass incarceration, the Black community has faced it all. Yet, generation after generation, we find ourselves trapped in a relentless cycle, failing to enact substantial changes to secure our aspirations. Frankly, I wonder if we even grasp what we genuinely aspire to achieve anymore. Some pursue equality, others seek reparations, and at this stage, any semblance of progress might suffice for us. We no longer depend on others to see our value and challenges. The hope that the next leader or movement will finally usher in our equality is also over. To truly comprehend the essence of our liberation, it is crucial to acknowledge that its realization is firmly rooted within our grasp, dependent on our actions and mindset. This journey toward freedom doesn't initiate in some abstract realm beyond our reach. Instead, it begins internally, within each of us, as we cultivate what can only be described as a profound, unwavering pride in our identity. This pride is not merely a superficial acknowledgement of who we are, but rather a deep-seated understanding and appreciation of the richness of our heritage, the complexities of our experiences, and the unique contributions we bring to the tapestry of society. As we delve into the intricacies of our identity, we recognize that it encompasses a mosaic of histories, cultures, traditions, and aspirations that have shaped us into who we are today. We must embrace this identity, celebrate its diversity and richness, and understand its power in shaping our public narrative and personal journey. When we carry our identity with pride, we not only uplift ourselves but also inspire those around us, fostering a collective movement that acknowledges our worth and potential. Simultaneously, this personal awakening catalyzes a relentless, dogged pursuit of equity and justice. It's essential to recognize that such a pursuit is not a singular goal, but a lifelong commitment that demands unwavering dedication and resilience. Equity means creating fair opportunities and conditions for all, regardless of background. At the same time, justice goes beyond mere fairness, encompassing the need to acknowledge historical wrongs, systemic inequalities, and the ongoing struggle against various forms of discrimination and oppression that persist in our societies today. We must cease searching for validation and alliances from those who consistently demonstrate that our existence and challenges hold little significance for them. Instead, we should redirect our focus inward, nurture our communities, and invest in ourselves. Our strength comes from being united, determined, and able to overcome any challenge we face. This is not a request to exclude anyone. Instead, it asks for strong support and unity. We must adopt a quieter approach, becoming more strategic and discerning in identifying vulnerabilities within this racist society that we can leverage to our advantage. Just as the Greeks utilized the Trojan horse to infiltrate and conquer, we need to harness our creativity and unity to dismantle oppressive systems from within. Change is inherently challenging and will face resistance. However, authentic progress necessitates bravery in the face of hardship. Our actions today will mold our future path, and we owe it to ourselves and future generations to advocate for a brighter tomorrow.